Our world is very complicated. I don't know if you feel the same way as I do, but it often feels like every time we try and complete a task, even a simple one, it takes far more steps than anticipated. For instance, try and turn on the TV. I think most of us have more than a TV, like lots of different devices all around it, each with their own remotes. And even though they have that nice little red button that says power, it seems like we always pick the wrong remote and have to go find the right one to figure out what to do. If you know what I mean? In the same way, lots of other things are very complicated. How many of us know what to happen when an error screen shows up on our computer? Computers are immensely complicated. Even social interactions are complicated. Think of how often we have to think about, what am I going to say, or what can I not say, or what should I say, or how do I talk to this person, what social conventions. There's so many things that go with just talking to a person. If we expand that out to the global level, between international politics, we have countries and then cultures and desires and different kinds of resources and figuring out how those all work together. It is so complicated. And yet, in the midst of this complexity, part of us likes the complexity. Part of us likes the idea that we can become an expert and know everything about that field. We can become so well-versed that we can talk to people about it, show how good we are, because now I've figured out the complex problem. Or we like the mental game of trying to figure out how to deal with these things. But if we were to boil this down, I argue that most of us like simplicity. We like that ease of just knowing it's fine, being able to deal with it, and move on. That simplicity is nice. When it comes to our faith, however, we keep treating it as though it's really complex. A couple weeks ago, I was at our summer camp, Legendary Lodge. I was talking to one of the counselors who said, yeah, when I go to church, I spend all this time trying to figure out why is that there and why is this, and it's so complicated. There's so many different elements and layers and things to look at. I said, no, stop. It's very simple. Our church was developed in a time when people were uneducated. They're in a time in which they saw signs and symbols, and that's all they knew. So that everything in the church should be simple, should be very apparent to us. Much like what Jesus said in today's gospel. You have hidden it from the wise and learned, but revealed it to children. Same thing works for us. These things were meant to be simple, as long as we can see the signs and symbols. And that's where I want to direct your attention today. The simplicity of our faith. So that by seeing it as simple, you may recognize more of the details and appreciate them, enjoy them, help build your faith on that, something that should be rightly apparent to us. I want to start out, however, with Jesus. We saw in our first reading from the prophet Zechariah the image of Jesus coming in on the colt to Jerusalem. Now, when you think of the life of Jesus, his life was not complicated. He didn't do all these big events. He didn't throw a big banquet. He didn't overthrow Jerusalem and start a new order. He didn't do these big, massive signs in the sky. His life was very simple. That person, healed. Paralytic, got up and walked. Your sins, they're forgiven. Bread, lots of bread. They're very simple, immensely simple. But in the simplicity, everyone knew the signs. They knew it from the Old Testament. They knew what the signs of the Messiah should be, which were very simple, and they recognized them. So by that level of simplicity, by just being true to what his mission was supposed to be, he made it apparent who he was. Same thing works for us. The church is here to teach us. The church is here to teach us about the things of God, which are also very simple. Let's start with prayer. What is prayer? Spending time with God. That's what it is. It's really that simple. When you boil it down to its essential core, all we're doing in prayer is talking with God. And the best form is just be thankful. Recognize all the things in our lives that are good, recognize the graces he's given us, and thank him for it. The higher form of that is praise, where we're just immensely excited about the things God has done, and we show him our excitement. We show him honor for the things he has done in our lives. It's really that simple. And yet we tend to go to these prayer books and these big spiritual masters and try and get even deeper in these things when the core of it is just spending time with God. That's it. How often do we take time just to spend with him, just to be with him, just to talk with him? That's all it takes. It'll all develop from there. And when we try to use scripture for prayer, we always go, there's so many details. It's a different culture, different time, different language. I don't know what to do. That's also not true. Humanity has not changed in 6,000 years. The same human beings we are today are similar to the same human beings they were in the time of Abraham. So in that way, we can see humans dealing with God and learn from them. We can see God working with humans and realize who God is from that. That's the core we want from Scripture. We don't need to worry about the details. Our goal is to come to see what God does. Our goal is to come to understand how we can learn from Him. So that's prayer. What about the Mass? Going from prayer to the Mass, we always think of the Mass as really complicated. All these rituals, all these signs and symbols, all these things, and we just get confused. Well, here's the Mass in a nutshell. We hear God's word, we represent or make present again His sacrifice, and then we consume it. There's the Mass. That's what we've done. And think about that in its simplicity. We're hearing God speak to us. He is making Himself present again to us. We want to be part of the sacrifice again. We want to know that Jesus did that, so we make it present to us again. And then the sign of that is consuming His body and blood, a sign to us of what we really deeply desire. We need nourishment to persevere. We need strength to be able to grow in the spiritual life. We need to know God's presence and see it again, physically see what He has done for us, that we may truly be thankful. So here it is. That's the Mass in a nutshell. What about theology? We always think of the church as having these really dense, complex theology. And frankly, you can fill a library with all the volumes that have been written in the Catholic Church. But it all boils down to this phrase, that Jesus suffered, died, and rose that we may be forgiven and have eternal life. Everything in the Catholic Church ebbs from that. Everything. Morality. How do we treat each other? How would we treat each other if we knew that person had been redeemed by Jesus? That Jesus suffered and died for that person? How would that change our way of interacting with them? How would it change knowing that we're both redeemed? We have both been forgiven by God. That's a radical shift in the way we see the world now. That person is different because God wants them to be different. What about the realm of prayer? God came for me because He loves me and wants me. Therefore, I should probably do something in response. Hence, prayer. See how simple it is? Everything comes from that. And I do this for a reason. So often we think too complex about these things of faith to the point where we get lost and we stop searching. No, let your minds wander into it. By even coming to a space like this, this building ebbs with theology. Everything in it is guiding us to understand who God is. What does it look like? A house or a temple? Why? It's God's house. Doesn't get more simple than that. So that we have a place to rest. We have a place away from all the complexities of the world to just be. As Jesus tells us, come to me and rest. Come to me with your burdens. Come to me with all your problems. It's not hard. Once we do, we take on His yoke, which is light and easy. It's simple. So let the simplicity encourage you. Let these ideas ebb and flow in your minds. Wander into them. Relax. Let God speak to you and come to you. Let Him teach you that you may see these things rightly and come to understand who God is and how to come to know Him in the fact that He is simple.